What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So I'm throwing my kid's birthday party today. And I just got the Christmas tree too. So I'm in the middle of like decorating Christmas tree and then also putting up decorations for Jace's party today. I still have to get ready because clearly, hello. But I'm so excited. And then so Riley calls me. She's like, are you getting on? And I was like, on what?
Wait, no. Jana, thank God I got the message too. My post is like, hey, just a friendly reminder. I go, thank God you told me. I haven't looked at my calendar. Like I would have missed it.
What's so funny to me is that like my publicist told me about this and I was like, that's so weird that Jana didn't like text me or someone, because she usually reminds me. She's the one who's on top of it.
That's so funny. Okay,
all right.
That is actually very true. I'm like, when we had press, which we're going to talk all about this in the movie, but when we had press, for our movie, I had to text Ryan and be like, Ryan, our next Zoom starts in 15 minutes. And here is the Zoom link.
I was late to every one of them. And
every single one.
Oh, I'm done. I was like, wait, I got to text Jana. Log back in. I don't read the whole email usually. I just log into the first link. And then
Lucky you're a guy. Because if me and Jana did that, we would be divas, nightmares. You're like, it's cute.
Well, what's funny about eating, and I'm curious because Maria, I don't really remember if we talked about it on set or not, but like Ryan would always offer me something, but I don't want the thing that he offered. Like I want what the dinner is going to be or the lunch is going to be, or like, I'm not just going to eat like a
snack.
I'm a big snacker, but I want to snack what I want to snack on. But if when it comes to dinner and lunches and breakfast, like I'm not going to just eat something that's not what I want. Does that make sense? But like throughout the day, like yeah. I'll have like.
It was like very specific because it was like, you know, your food wasn't going to be there for an hour. And you're like, I'm not going to snack now. I'm going to wait for my food. I'm like, yeah, but you're crashing and you're not going to get through this scene. And I could see the crash just like taking a hard nosedive.
Because I started to just stare. I have resting bitch face that I just stare at you.
Yeah, you're like.
Meanwhile, my pizza delivery just pulled up. I was like, "Who's that?"
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I have to order pizza for the party. But what's funny is, this happened to me on Thanksgiving. So I was going to a friend's because I didn't have the kids for Thanksgiving. Which, by the way, Maria, I want to talk to you too because I resonated so much with your post as well, because I feel like whether it's, and Ryan, you too, I had no idea that you weren't home. So we all missed family this year. Yeah. And, you know, mine was obviously the first being, you know, without my kids on a major holiday. And that, I mean, I pretty much cried the entire day. But then I also realized you were missing your mom. Ryan was missing his family. I'm like, man, like we, it's, people are, there's, whether it's grief, loss, like it's, or, you know, separation, like we are all missing something. And I'm curious, like how you guys were able to kind of turn that around and find gratefulness and gratitude, even being apart from your loved ones.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I am with my family. So I did get to be with my dad. I think not being with my dad this year would have been like totally tragic and horrible and hard. And I was with my cousins who we just lost my uncle, their dad, 40 days ago. So we all got to be together, but it was wild because, you know, like we're so used to looking forward to the holiday. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to it. And then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, wait, I'm going to be at my cousin's house and two massive people in our lives are not going to be there. Mm. My mom, their dad. And I was like, this might be really, really hard. So I was getting dressed and you saw the post. I literally, Ryan, I go into my closet. I put this turtleneck on. I'm just going to wear black like leggings to be comfy. You want to be able to have expansiveness on Thanksgiving. I was like, okay, I'm putting my black turtleneck on. I put it on. And I was like, this thing's going to be choking me all day. I don't want to be doing this the whole day. So what if we wear that? And I was like, huh. So I put on a tank top. I put this like, you know, just open, like cardigan-y kind of sweater on. And I was like, oh, this is good, but it's not something I would normally wear. And I was like, wait, this isn't mine. And I realized it was my mom's.
Oh, wow.
And I realized I had put it in my closet here so that I wouldn't lose it and that I could wear it and remember her. And so I thought, how amazing that this happened, because now she's wrapping me and keeping me warm. And then we were driving and I was like, I saw the beautiful scenery and that was just another message. So I took a picture, but I got to my cousin's house and it was interesting. Like my cousins were holding it together. I saw my aunt and that's when I lost it. She goes, you know, I lost my husband. You lost your mom. What are we going to do? And I'm heave crying now. Mm. Like now I'm like completely losing my shit. Everyone else is staying calm. And we went through the holiday and it was fine after that. And everyone was kind of just dealing, but it was different and weird and still beautiful and great, but just different because there were two massive, like kind of holes. And we just kind of, you know, we did it, you know. I think a lot of people are in worse situations. Like I said to myself, last Thanksgiving was the most brutal time of my life. I had two parents in hospitals, separate hospitals with COVID, both immune compromised. And so I was like, I know obviously we've lost my mom and that's horrible, but it's worse for people who are like fighting for their lives right now and suffering and little kids. And so I try to keep it in perspective, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't challenging. Ryan, how was it for you?
Well, I'm actually sitting here. I was just totally engrossed with your story. I'm actually sitting in the room. I'm back in Vancouver.
Which, by the way, I just realized why you had to work on Thanksgiving. Because I'm like, oh, it's an American holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was like, why would you have to work on Thanksgiving?
No. And I actually, and they didn't even do turkey at service or catering. I was like, are you kidding me? Like there was no acknowledgement of it because they already had theirs in October. And
well, I mean, that's
it.
True. Do we acknowledge theirs when we're on set, the Canadians that, well, they don't really, but you know what I'm saying?
I would. It's funny. Yeah. No.
No.
But yeah.
Well, are you saying that we're bigger and better? Like, but, what are you trying to say here?
But they're not the executive producer. So okay. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I gave them a lot of hell for it. But I was just saying, Maria, I'm sitting in the room that I actually reached out to you because I had all that time in quarantine in this same room when we reconnected through that video that I watched of yours that, you know, when you went through the whole thing with your parents and COVID and everything else. And it was just like, that touched me so much. And I was missing my family for the 4th of July when I was up here. And that was maybe the first, and my birthday and Memorial Day and Labor Day and all these other holidays this year. And I have to say that, you know, one of my co-stars right now, Eva Tamargo, who I worked with on Passions a long time ago, she has lost three of her brothers and her mother this past year. And she's also a grief counselor. So I've actually just sat and taken in a lot of, you know, just a lot of listening, a lot of learning, and a lot of gratitude for being present where I'm at right now. And I think that Nick Saban told one of his football players, and I'm, you know, this is something I'm going to take with me. This kid was not getting a chance to play for 4 years, and his fifth year there, he finally got the opportunity. But every year up until then, Nick Saban's advice was be where your feet are. And I'm going to take that with me all the time. It's like, I have to be present and as happy and grateful as possible with wherever I'm at, wherever I am, with whomever I'm with. And that's what I took with me that day. Now, leading up to that, when I was being passed around on FaceTime to my family around Thanksgiving, that was hard. And I had to just put a brave face on. I had a lump in my throat. And then my parents, you know, and everybody in Chicago. But it's something I go, just get through today, you know, suck it up, do my work, and I'll be there for Christmas, you know, and have something to look forward to.
For sure.
So yeah, but be where your feet are. That was my takeaway, and I heard that that day actually.
I like that. Be where your feet are.
Jana, what was it like for you?
Oh, girl, it was so tough. I mean, it was like, I get like it's just people. It's like it's just a day, and you know, make traditions, make Thanksgiving on a different day, which I get, and I'll do when they get a little bit older. Yeah, for me it was really tough, and it was I think just the firsts are really hard. But I've been told that it's it gets easier every year. So, and next year I have them, so that'll be good. But to finish out the Thanksgiving chat, I got stuck in the food. I got stuck in mud. So I thought I went to it was like a Friendsgiving. So I went to a friend's house and there was like a construction site. So I was like, oh, my car can totally get through that. Like, I'll just like go up on whatever. So I'll go up in the mud. Well, it was raining. So the mud was like a little bit soft. So I get to like, and it's like, you know, I put the whatever, I don't have four wheel drive, but I've got the thing where you can like change it to, you know, off-roading or whatever. So I put it to that. But then I realized when I get to like almost the road, there's a curb and I'm like, oh crap, I can't go over the curb. Like it would have like totally it was like higher than my car. And I was like, how did I not see that? Well, because it was raining and dark. So I go to reverse. I get stuck in the mud, like literally stuck in the mud. The dinner was at 5 o'clock. It was four. Oh my God. It was 4:55. And I'm just like, this is not happening. I have to pee and I'm starving. I'm like, so then like, I kind of start crying. What?
How'd you get out?
Well, so I called my friend's house that we're going to, and I'm like, and I couldn't get it out because I was laughing so hard. I was like, I'm stuck in the mud. And they're like, you're what? And it's like loud because it's like a party. I was like, I'm stuck in the mud. Like, I can't get my car out. Then I keep reversing. And well, I've reversed it so much that I've like made like, you know, this like whatever, a big enough like ditch hole. So yeah. I like feel terrible because I don't know half the people at this party. Like, I only know like two people, three people. So they're like, we'll be right there. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so embarrassed. And I can't get out because it's like, I mean, literally, like, it would be up to like my like half my leg in like mud. Yeah. And then it just starts pouring, like pouring down rain. It's pitch dark. I'm starving. And when I had my friends come, and it was like the dads. So they were like, a lot of them too were like old military guys. So like they were like back in like action, man. Like they were like, I was like, guys, I am so sorry. And they're like, no, no, no. Like, thank you. This is like so much fun for us. And so I was like, but I'm so like, I'm like, did you guys bring turkey? And they're like, oh, there's a bar on your seat. And I was like, oh no. And I thought of you. I was like, yep, I'm not going to eat that.
No, I'm not going to eat that. I'm waiting for the turkey. I'm waiting for the sweet potatoes. F you, Ryan.
But it's so funny because it's like just memories from Seth. I was like, just it, like I thought of you in that moment because I was just like, oh, if Ryan was here, he would have laughed at that.
Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah, and but anyways.
By the way, I got my snacking under control because of you. I'm like, maybe there's something to that.
How did they, Jenna, did they have to use like plywood under the tires?
Yes. So they got this. I mean, you should have seen, it looked like five grown men, like, I mean, they're like 50s. They had like these like orange jumpsuits on. It looked like they just got out of jail. Again, I don't know any of these people. So I'm like, who are these guys? So they come.
That's amazing.
And they climb out of this like truck, all like five of them, and they put this plywood underneath. And then so we tried that, and then I still was stuck. So then they had to pull my car as I reversed, but I was like freaking out. And then I got
out. That's like the doomsday preppers, you know? They're ready to go. They're in action. They got all the supplies.
Like, I profusely apologized, like, even like sent flowers. I'm so sorry. And they're like, no, seriously, like, that was the greatest day of our lives.
Amazing.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Did you have an amazing time after?
I had so much fun afterwards. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
So can we just talk about this for a second? So sorry to go deep on this, but
no, please.
The metaphor for where you were at, you were stuck in the mud. And
well, yeah, I never even thought of those,
and you've probably felt a little imprisoned in a way because you don't have a lot of control in these situations. So here are these guys in their jail suits coming to save you, to tell you you're not, that you have more control than you think, and also take you out of that place. Like, you were sent rescuers to pull you out of that mud, but like metaphorically too.
When you said stuck in the mud, I thought you were using a metaphor to begin with. You're like, I was stuck in the mud. And I was like, what? I'm like, is that a new term you're using? I'm like, that's pretty good. That's that's the title of your podcast.
Geez, Maria, I didn't even like think of that. Like, but that's so true. Like,
it's all messages. To me, that's all messages right there for you.
No, I'm going to cry. True. Well, Maria will always bring the waterworks, you know? But no, I mean, that's, that is beyond true. And I got out of the mud, and then I enjoyed the rest of the day. So I'm glad that we all were able to render, I guess. Is that the right word? The rest of our, but there's something too that our pastor said today in church. He's like, there's so much things to be grateful for, but he goes, he's like, for example, he's like, when you go to the store, and I'm, don't worry guys, we're going to get to the Christmas movie, but he's like, when you go to the store, he's like, you're not grateful for the things you purchase because you're owed that. So he's like, there's so many times when like, he's like, we miss moments of gratefulness and gratitude. And he gave us a challenge, which I'm going to do, but he's like, every day, he's like, for, you know, until Christmas, write down, you know, three things you're grateful for, and then text someone or call someone once a day and just say, thank you. Just, you know, randomly out of the blue, whether it's, you know, a note, a call, or nice to some things, like, so that way you're walking into the holiday season full of gratitude. Because I started to be like, oh God, I got to get rid of my kids on noon on Christmas Day. Well, it's like, well, no, if I change my thought process, like, I get to have my kids
for Christmas morning, the most special time.
Yeah. Like, and, but then also if you do those things, they say like, if you, and I've never like, I always like think it's a cool idea, but then I never follow through with it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious where you guys are at with that. Like, do you follow through on things like that? Or are you just kind of like, do you just live your life grateful?
No, it's intentional. Like, Maria and I have both done a lot of, you know, we've seen each other at the seminars, whether it's Tony Robbins and or whatever it might be. And it's like, to me, I think that when I start my day with gratitude and a little bit of meditation and think of those things, it makes all the difference. And, you know, I always tell my kids, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to allow yourself the tears to come. But I'm like, it's not okay to stay sad. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out tools to get out of the mud, you know?
Call five.
Yeah, I do my grateful list at night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Every night?
Every night when I pray, I go through my whole list of what I was grateful for that day. And that reminds me of so many things that I was taking for granted in a sense, because I wasn't remembering them. I was forgetting like huge moments because you focus on the negative a lot and the stressors rather than, you know, the great things that happen. So it is a perspective shift, but it's funny you say that because today coming home from church, Kevin was saying, actually going to church, Kevin said, my new thing that I'm doing is random texts of appreciation. And I said, really? He goes, I'm randomly texting people. He's like, I texted my mom the other day and thanked her for this moment back in the day, just a one moment kind of thing. And I said, oh, I like that. I think that's really cool.
Tell him I'm standing by.
Yeah, I was like, Kevin.
Kevin's grateful for being Nick the Snowman. Meanwhile, yeah, let's kill himself. By. He's like, did you see how bad I was in that background shot? That was so embarrassing. He's like,
oh, awesome. The gun? That was amazing.
So let's talk about that.
No, the gun was good.
let's shift to our movie, The Holiday Fix Up, starring Maria and Ryan and I. It's coming out December 11th on Lifetime. And her husband, Maria's husband, Kevin, makes a cameo. So Maria, how did that come about? And let's talk about Kevin's cameo.
So that came about as a joke because once Ryan and I were talking and I was coming, I was like, we've got to get Kevin in on something. He's like, no, I'm going to get Kevin a great role. And he was like, so working on this. And meanwhile, Kevin's laughing. I have video of us in our kitchen crying, laughing, because I go, you're going to ruin the movie. And Kevin and I are crying, laughing, because I kept telling him he was going to ruin the movie, that Ryan was going to actually probably make this joke happen, and then he's going to ruin it. And
he felt the pressure too, because I said to him, I continued your joke and said, I'm like, dude, God, I'm watching you on the monitors. I'd really like you to give a little more. Like, you're going to ruin the movie. And he's like, dude, don't say that. Don't say that. It's not funny.
I'm dying, guys. It's been so much. Like, Kevin and I like live to laugh. So, you know, there were certain moments when he was in the background of like the end of the movie and I would just look at him and just cry laughing. He wanted to die.
How about like when he was, you know, doing the lantern with the little kids and the kids?
Yes, that's all that.
Back. And the kids kept wanting to talk in the scene and they weren't supposed to. It was only supposed to be his line. He's like, get along, go ahead, leave now.
Yeah.
He was
so funny.
But he was great. So he's Nick the Snowman. So when you guys are watching the movie, he's the one that puts on the snowball throwdown. God, I could never say that even on set. Snowball throwdown. And yeah, I love what you just said, that you guys live to laugh. Like, what a great, like, and that's what I see when I look at your stories too. I think you just posted something the other day, just up close photos of you guys just like laughing. And I was just like, oh, I want that kind of love, because you guys are just like, how long have you been married for?
Married 3 together. It'll be 24 years in April.
Yeah. See, I just like, yeah, that's so crazy. And then Ryan, how long have you been married for?
But listen, we fight too. Trust me, it's not perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect, but we do live to laugh.
I love
and
that.
And it's usually making fun of each other. And so.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, we've been together 23 years and married 19. So yeah, half my life now.
Wow.
Just gave away my age. But yeah, it's, and by the way, that's what on this project, on every project, I always say it's not worth it if we're not laughing, right? Mm-hmm. If we're not having a good time doing it, because these are hard hours. What people don't realize, these Christmas movies are early mornings, and you know, the heat, we can go on about the sweating and the sweaters, but like, it's not easy to make a movie in 14 or 15 days and make it look as fun and romantic and Christmassy as we do. So if we're not laughing, oh, I would just be miserable. I would never do this. So I loved working with both of you, and you guys both brought so much joy to the project and to my life during that time. And when we're away from our families like we are, you know, it has to be that. It has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think people realize the hours too.
No.
No.
You guys had a lot of heavy lifting. I had it easy. You guys had it so hard. And you guys did it so well. You were such great examples. But I got to say, like, when we got to watch the film together, Ryan, I know you were filming. you guys are so great in this, like, so great. And it's like, all the acting's great, everything. I go, wait, this is so good. And by the way, I was flying here for Thanksgiving and I was watching Lifetime. I was watching Christmas movies, getting in the spirit. And every commercial break, they promoted Kelly Rowland's movie, which is, you know, probably now happened already, and ours. Every commercial break was our movie.
I love
it. Every commercial break, at least one ad for our movie. And our movie isn't out for a minute. And I was like, wow, okay.
I think it's really a standout. I really do. And Maria, you're a big part of that.
Yes, you are, Maria. I appreciate
the compliment. But thanks, you know, everybody was talking about how much, you know, joy and how you popped on screen. You know, like you just.
Yeah, you light it up for sure. Yeah. I mean, like you bring the energy that like, because sometimes I feel like, I don't know, like I'm envious of like your light and energy when on the screen, because you're just like, it's like your presence is there and like you're known. And I just like, I loved having you in it. And I cannot wait to do like a million more together.
Oh, thanks, Jenna, guys. But
what you brought to it too, oh, though.
Guys, this is like a nice circle round table.
But and what I haven't experienced before is as grounded as a performance as you had, Jenna. And I don't know if you give yourself enough credit for that. Because that, it felt so real and it felt so grounded. And, you know, it's no matter what you're going through in your own life, you were able to play this character and tap into this character and do just an amazing performance that all of us can have fun around that. But without that grounded force that we had, I don't think it would have come off as unique as it did and as different than what we've seen of people just playing and meeting and, you know, falling in love and being predictable. There was a lot of real emotions that come through this one that I don't think, you know, these Christmas movies had in the past. So hopefully it opens the direction for more of this.
Yeah, I think that's such a great way to put it. Like, it was so grounded. Like, you were so confident in who you were playing, that like, and it was so natural and real, and like, you have such a sparkle. And for anybody who's listening, you were going through hell at the time and unaffected on camera. And by the way, off camera, like, you held it together. You were so professional. I remember telling you a couple of times, it's like, I'm so impressed, like, really at how you handled yourself through a really tough time. And so,
I mean, minus the day that the divorce was finalized, I don't think I came to set that lovely, but you guys were there to lift me up.
I helped with that one.
You did.
I made the terrible comment.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I cannot believe you said that. Go ahead.
What did he say?
I just remember going too soon. Oh, she comes to set and it was like, what did you say? I remember what I said, but what did you say first? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I just remember wanting to hit you.
Yeah. You said something about, you know, you're singing a song like Alone.
Oh yeah. Oh, no. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself.
And I go, it's only been a day. And I was like, what? And I was like, too soon. Sorry, too soon. And you died laughing. And that's what I thank God.
I love the humor in it, which is why I was singing it. I was like, at this point, like, I'm divorced. Oh my God, I'm gonna sing a song.
It was so great because I felt like that was the laughter you needed. And I was like, oh Jesus, this could go terribly wrong. but thank God
she knows your heart.
No, yeah. And that's the thing, and you guys were like, I could not have asked for a better friendships and people to work with, to, you know, I felt so supported. And, you know, Maria, I hope you did too. And with everything that you were going through, and, you know, so I think it's something to be said about having such an amazing working family and friendship, because it not only portrays on screen, but also, you know, the off screen stuff is just, you know, I'm very thankful for both of you guys for that experience and everything that we went through in personal lives too. So
yeah, there's no better feeling than the tears or the laughter through tears. Right. Yep. So I felt like, you know, that's that was the best part of working with both of you, because there's a lot to cry about. And actually, you can feel sad and happy and joyful all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And back to what you're going through, Jana, I was amazed at how well you're able to compartmentalize being an amazing mom for your kids, and then shift into this character and, you know, do the performance that you did, and then and be a producer as well, and handle all the producing responsibilities, and deal with like getting the official divorce during the movie, and still just boom, you were on it. And
yeah,
you know, thank God we had a lot of laughter through the tears.
And there's always more than anybody knows too.
Oh, for sure. no one knows what people are actually going through, which is why I always say, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You never know the layers. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. But it also, I mean, it's a testament, like I said, to you, Maria, and then, you know, to you, Ryan. I mean, you were my co-pilot. You were my rock. You were like, I couldn't have done it without you. I mean, literally, because this movie came from you. This was your idea. You're the one that brought me in on it. And, you know, you're Coop.
I didn't know if it was going to happen when you called and said, hey, this is what I'm going through. I was like, hey, listen, you come first. Your personal life comes first. Your well-being comes first. And if you want to put this off, we can. And everyone would have understood. But you went forward. And I'm so grateful that we all got to spend this time together.
What was your favorite memory on set?
You go first, Maria.
I think the snowball throwdown, that mm-hmm. was so much fun. And it was just, yeah, it was fun. And I think that was my favorite.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The hottest day.
But I was sweating so much. I was sweating so much. And somehow you guys didn't like, not a drip. I mean, like, I was like, what
we
is
glisten,
going on?
We glisten, Ryan. We glisten.
Yeah. You just had a nice glow.
I would have to say the end of the movie.
Yeah. The Harbor Fest. Yeah.
The Harbor Fest, because I'll say this to the listeners. The ending of the movie was not how it was in the very beginning. So when we got there and we started filming, it was when we started filming, right, Rye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already started filming. We're like, we think we need to change the ending.
We completely changed the ending of the movie, and you'll see why. Like, obviously we don't want to spoil it for you guys, but it was the payoff that we all needed. And it was probably just my absolute favorite part now.
Yep. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to top this going forward, guys. I think we're going to have to come up with new ways to just continue this holiday fix-up.
And we need the prequel and the post-quel. What do you call the post-quel? The sequel. We need a prequel and a sequel.
The holiday fix-up in Greece. Aren't we going to do that?
And then Italy and then Paris. I mean, I've done Christmas in Tennessee, Christmas in Louisiana, Christmas. Like, I mean, like, I got to get Mississippi.
Yeah. Let's do international, guys.
I know.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit,
When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
By the way, you guys, I still can't get over the fact that I'm filming in the scene and then the Christmas tree goes down.
Oh my God.
Ryan, literally, guys, we have this massive tree in the scene. I have to film him in this moment. We won't give away why. And all of a sudden, down goes the tree behind
like
him.
The big Harbor Fest tree.
My Bob Costas moment is like, holy shit. Nope. And Ryan just looks over his shoulder and just.
Okay, I just shook my head. Because we were in a race. We were in such a time crunch.
That was at 3 a.m. also in the morning.
Yeah, I was like, how could this happen? And I just, and everybody's like, why didn't you try and help? I'm like, I couldn't. It was already down. Like, I couldn't help. I was just staring and just
leave. He's still, but Ryan's also still mad at me because the scene, the montage where we're putting the tree up, he was so mad at me because he wanted to wear gloves. I'm like, let's not wear gloves. We don't need to wear gloves. And then he got and like pine needles, like all in his fingers.
Very sensitive. I get very allergic.
And I was like, stop bitching. Like, I was like, we don't need gloves. Like, you know, and he got, so that's, you know, the tree was just doomed. It was cursed for you. So it was like,
it was so funny. Visit my Instagram feed if you want. Go back to July.
We'll have to repost it
because that was hilarious. Was, what are you guys looking forward to the most this Christmas season?
I'm very much looking forward to this movie. We're going to throw a huge party.
Yep.
We are.
I'm now trying to figure out some last minute details, but that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's why I loved this. And I'm so grateful, Ryan, yet again, for having me be part of this, because obviously it's a tough holiday season for us. And this is something that helped me through a really tough moment in July, but also is helping me through the holidays. I have something to kind of look forward to. That I know my mom would have loved. She would have loved like being part of every second of it all. And so she, I'm really looking forward to that.
She will be a part of it. Like, you
should
know.
We save her a seat at the party?
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's do it.
That's what we'll do. And I'll tell you, Maria, get used to being busy every Christmas and having a party like this every Christmas, because I think you're going to need a lot more of these. After
yes, you are.
Month.
But the problem is, guys, I only want to do it with you. That's where it's going to get really tricky, because I'm like, anybody else? I don't know. You guys, I'm totally in. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you'll do like a lead part. I'm like, no, I don't want to be the lead. I want to do exactly what we just did. Like, this is perfect for me. I just want to have fun with my people and my friends. Like, I want to keep the
Jana and I we are a good producing team. So if you are the lead, we will make sure we produce it for you. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
We got you. Ryan, what about for you, babe?
And I think what you said, Jana, is the best, is like all of us like had such a great time together off screen too. And that was what was most important. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, Ryan.
No. I agree wholeheartedly. Like you don't stay in touch like we do and try and go to dinners and do all the things that we're doing with every cast. This was special. And by the way, Brian Herzlinger, our director, killed it. Brian Sills, Brent Ford Green, Steve Vinovich. I think that this cast, there was such great chemistry, and Steph and Margaret, our producers too, just such a good job of allowing us to put together such an amazing cast, and recognizing like, who is best for this, and Jessica Edding too. Jessica did such a great job with the script, so I want to give
a lot of love.
A shout out, because it is a great team, and somehow we're gonna have to, you know, be one of those like theater troops that we just figure out different stories within the same world, and then you know, they've done that with Merry Little Christmas on Lifetime, so who knows, maybe we can do it. As far as what I'm looking for the holidays, of course, this party is a huge highlight. And, you know, the fact that you're coming in town for that, Jana, that's going to be fantastic. And we'll all have to, like,
slumber party, at Maria's.
How long are you going to be in town for? Are you going to be in
one night?
Just one night? Really?
One night only, folks.
Geez, man. I
got kids, man.
Like, yeah, no, I get it. And if it's not your weekend, I get it.
Yeah.
Then we're actually going to go see Hamilton.
Oh, nice.
So advantageous. So I've seen it once before, but my kids haven't seen it. So they're at the right age. I always try and make things age appropriate for them. So they've heard some of the songs, and now that they know a little bit of history, I think that it's the right time. So I'm excited about that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yay. I think mine is just, I'm excited to make new memories.
Have you planned any yet?
Well, like just little things, like every year now, me and the kids are going to take a Polaroid and take a picture and put it on the tree.
Great.
It's just little things like that, you know, make cookies, all that stuff. But just, you know, even when we went and picked out the Christmas tree together, that was a new memory, us three. So just documenting that and being, you know, grateful for that memory.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. Well, I love you guys so much. And I hope all of you guys, watch the Holiday Fix Up on December 11th on Lifetime. It's going to be, I think, the best movie of the year. I don't know.
I agree.
Live viewing party. You guys do live viewing parties, because we're going to be doing a live viewing party. So watch it and social with us.
Yes. And tag Maria, tag Ryan, and tag us all. And we'll just all tag each other.
If people have live viewing parties, let's give them some incentive that we'll repost that, you know, just take a picture of it and tag us, and I'll repost it in my stories, you know.
I love it.
My Better Together team, like all of our listeners, are saying they're going to do live viewing parties and make their own cupcakes and cocktails.
Oh my gosh,
well.
I love that. I love it so much.
So we're going to get the wind down crew to cupcakes and cocktails live viewing. afternoon party it.
I love it. Okay, well, I will see you guys in LA very soon. And you'll see all of us December 11th on Lifetime Holiday Fix Up. Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.